Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Strap Radio Show, the place where community issues are discussed, confronted, and political agendas are exposed. Feel free, whether you're live or whether you're watching at a later date, to reach out, communicate, get involved. That's what we're here for. We encourage it and we love it. So without any further ado, here's your host for the evening, Miss Nancy Plus.
Good evening, Strap Chat family. Good evening. Hey, we're doing something different on tonight. For those of you that are joining me online on our Facebook page, thank you for coming on. It is so good to see you on tonight. First thing I want to do is I want to apologize for it being sideways, but this was the only way I could get me and Mr. Myron in the picture at the same time. So, you know, this is Facebook technology. But for those of you that are with me online through the radio broadcast, thank you for taking out the time this evening to join us. Again, I'm here with Mr. Myron Mitchell. You all remember him from a couple of weeks ago when we did a show, and he and another young lady tag team. And we talked about him coming from being a former corrections officer and the things that he saw and witnessed as far as kids that have been trafficked and now being incarcerated. So now we're here because Mr. Myron has an awesome, for those of you that recognize the word testimony, he has an awesome testimony. So I'm just going to be honest with you. We're just going to let Mr. Myron have his way with this and let God speak through him however he feels led to share his story. But the reason why I'm doing this is because this is something that really needs to be heard. For those of you, if you have not read the lineup situation or in a circumstance that you could not get yourself out of, yet you got yourself into, don't fear, don't fret. Even if you have a child that may be in a similar situation, the God that we serve, the God who sits high and looks low, is a deliverer. I'm telling you, when you hear this man's story, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. But one of those things that I wanted you all to realize is that because of somebody in your family that is a prayer warrior, an intercessor, somebody that just prays, could be granny, anybody, you know, but the fact that God hears the cries of a mother, that, and I keep stressing that on every show, God hears the cries of a mother, but not just a mother, a grandmother, but she's a mother too. And so I want everybody to be made aware. I want you to hear Mr. Myron's story, okay? So just bear with us because I'm actually recording on two different things at the same time. Technology, boy, you got to love it. Sometimes you just got to love it. So without further ado, for those of you that are viewing through Facebook Live, sitting to my right, Mr. Myron Mitchell, I really appreciate you being eager to do this. You know, Mr. Myron, that's my brother right there. That's my brother. I really appreciate him. I love him with everything. I'm telling you, as the young folks say today, on God. For real, for real. But he has an awesome story. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to him. I'm going to let him, you know, jump out there and begin to share. I'll just lay out the format. One thing about Mr. Myron is in a situation in his life, God sent somebody to retrieve him. And that is what I want you to hear on tonight, okay? All right, you ready there, Mr. Myron?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. So I'm turning it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Nancy, for having me on board today.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure and an honor. And those that are listening on Facebook, hey, listen. You are in for a treat. This is going to be awesome, and I feel like the power of God is here. This is a platform, you know, for the lost and found, I would say, because there are a lot of people that are lost and a lot of people that are being found through these testimonies, things like that. This right here is what's going to bring and set people free. So, one of the things that stood out the most to me through this process as I was just, you know, prepping for this, it just laid on my heart, this scripture. And this scripture is so powerful because when I heard it and when you hear it, it's going to ring a bell because it's going to be familiar. Okay, and that scripture is Jeremiah 29:11-13, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Now, these are things, this is what God already had in plan, had in place. This is in word. He said, "I have a plan for you." Okay? Now, little did I know that I was in the middle of a movie. It felt like a movie. It was definitely real. It was very real. And but back to the scripture, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Now, that scripture alone, that just did it for me. Okay, that right there, some of y'all say, "Hey, that's it?" Yeah, that's it for me. That did it for me because it laid out everything that God done in my life and he's doing in my life and he's going to do for you guys as well. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Some of you guys don't know me. My name is Myron. I have worked in the field of corrections, but that's part of my life. And the very part of my life that I'm going to share with you guys is just something that I've held close to me for so long, only a few people know, and now I'm here sharing it with you, the world.
Before you get started, I think you got knocked off. I'm just bear with us a minute. This is the first time we're doing this. So,
hey, trial and error.
Well, you know, but we're gonna make it. We're going to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got knocked off of the radio station. So we have to make sure that this is also being recorded because not everyone is on Facebook. And so I want to make sure. Thank you all again for joining us on tonight. Again, he has an awesome, awesome testimony. When he began to share it with me in its totality, the first thing I said was, is that you? The
yes,
first thing I said was, okay, so the first thing I said to Myron was, okay, now see, that's some Old Testament stuff right there. That's some Old Testament stuff. But yeah, so you're going to enjoy the story, what he's about to tell you.
All right. Okay, guys. Before we was interrupted, a couple of technical difficulties. That's okay. It happens. Natural. The name of this was "I Was Blind, But Now I Can See." Okay, but what I really wanted to say was, "I was lost, but now I'm found." Okay? With this testimony that I'm going to share with you guys, it really put me on a path of God that I never thought I had experienced. And here it is. Young age of 19, as I recall, I met a guy. He started out coming to my church, and I really thought I was very fascinated with the way he conducted business. And one of the many things that he did was he sung, and he was an artist. He was a gospel artist. And for you all that know about music, this guy can really sing. Took it and I ran with it, like maybe most young people would, you know. But it was very eye opening, you know, because we got introduced to a couple people in South Carolina, and over in South Carolina is where a lot of the most of the shows and the most of the touring that we did. We went to churches, we went to different platforms, and it opened a lot of doors for a lot of different things. At least I thought this was getting ready to be the beginning of something big and great. When we did go, well, and prior to going, I really thought, well, I'm not going to tell my parents. My parents, you know, they was kind of against the situation because they felt like, well, you know, you need to be chasing your own type of dream. You need to be doing your own thing, not worrying about some gospel artist. And to me, as a young kid, I was just hell-bent on the fact that this is, man, this is somebody that's really doing something.
Mm-hmm. You finna go somewhere.
I'm finna go somewhere. Well, I can't be a part of this.
Every parent, y'all be there when you tell your kid, this ain't it right here. But he's thinking, I'm finna go somewhere.
I'm getting ready to go somewhere. And this thing, you know, I was kind of like, I wasn't really lending an ear towards my parents. And then, in particularly, before I left to actually go to South Carolina, my dad, he said, I hope a real prophet come in town to reveal this guy. That right there, I didn't really think about it the way he said it until I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, but wait a minute. Can you say that little piece again? I need y'all to hear this now. Can you say that piece again?
My dad, he said, I hope a real prophet, I hope God still send a real prophet to reveal this guy.
Okay.
And for those of you that don't know what a prophet is, they're a messenger of God. They, you know, they deliver a word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the lost, hey, listen, just live life and you'll see exactly. When you're in something and you know you don't have no business being there, God got his way of sending his people, which is his prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, whether it be a minister, whether it be an apostle, whatever it is, whoever it is, God have his way of sending the word through them. Okay, and so as we actually arrived in South Carolina, and this was Orangeburg, South Carolina. That's what it was.
Okay.
When we arrived, I immediately had a job. I started working. I knew that, you know, man, I'm going to be straight because I don't have to worry about trying to hustle and find a job or try to scrape something up. I felt like I was good enough that I wouldn't be on the street and I would be all right. And at least the things got going. Well, as we, the first week, this guy, he actually met a couple people. He networked. We networked with a lot of different churches. And in particular, he met a lady that later on, little did I know at the time, was going to be my spirit's mom. And that right there in itself was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So the first week, we probably had been there about a week at a time.
Okay.
And then over the weekend, he met today that is now my spiritual mom. He met her on the phone. They actually met through Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook is powerful.
You know, hook up to everybody.
Anybody. I mean, anything you're trying to do, you can actually do it through Facebook.
Okay.
And through Facebook, that's where they connected.
Okay.
So, you know, over conversation, they connected, and then they agreed that, hey, look, we'll come together, we'll do this thing.
Okay.
We get ready to do ministry, we get ready to just take off, you know, and with music, you know.
Okay.
At least I thought it was just about music.
Okay.
Literally, I know God had a plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He definitely
had a plan. Let's just say... most of y'all are familiar with, what I'm looking for? Any type of militaristic special operation group. I think most of us know about Navy SEALs. Okay, we can say this person was a Navy SEAL. Let's just say the baddest of the baddest, the best of the best. God sent them to me.
All right.
They arrived. They did. They come. They came. And at the first 2 days when they arrived, which was on a Monday, they came. I didn't think that, you know, it was gonna be anything to it. Hey, look, we're just gonna meet somebody new, and we're gonna take off and do some things.
Okay.
Well, we didn't actually meet until Wednesday, okay?
Two days later,
we actually met. Okay. And we went to dinner, you know, I was at a dinner table. We were talking, and we were kind of like introducing ourselves to each other.
Okay.
Well, I didn't really think that much of it. I was eating just as most kids or most people would. And I'm, you know, hey, look, I don't know this person. I don't know that. Well, afterwards, it was more like a evaluation,
okay.
You know, you would say.
The evaluation.
Where she evaluated us and we evaluated her,
mm-hmm.
and we got acquainted to the point where we know, hey, we're getting ready to come together, we're getting ready to do something big.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say on Thursday, she had a dream. She had a dream, and I think most people have a dream. And when you know, as most people, when you get a dream, you're like, okay, yeah, it was good or it was bad.
Uh-huh.
Well, in this case, she had a dream that she saw her kids being attacked. So she knew that something was getting ready to take place.
Okay.
So she had been praying and just interceding overnight, you know, and then Friday morning, this is where it get very interesting. Okay, so at the hotel we was at the time, she arrived at the hotel.
Okay.
And you can tell she literally just got out of bed. She came and she just came to, like, knuckle up. You know how you get ready to come, when you get ready to go fight.
Knuckle,
you know?
Knuckle up.
When you know you get ready to go do something and you get ready to, like, for those of you, the kids that they were able to fight, they just put on some joggers or some shoes,
yeah.
And they tie their hair back. And
the women,
you know,
take their earrings off.
Elbows might be a little ashy. No, it wasn't like that. You know, but it was sort of like that, okay? But it was serious business.
Mm-hmm.
So when she arrived, the first thing, I woke up and we all came together. And you know, like in the... It was more like the sitting area of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
She came in, and the first thing, she began to go in scripture. Like, verbatim, I wouldn't repeat everything because it's been that long, but however, I will say she started asking questions. What is he doing here? Why do you have him?
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you must know, those of you that don't know, the enemy has a way of trying to enticing you and mm-hmm. putting you and grabbing you and trying to hold you back from your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the plan was broken up. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she went to him and she started talking and she was basically asking him questions like, why do you have him? What is it that you're trying to accomplish out of this?
Okay.
the next thing she said was, she said, his mother's prayers had bombarded
Woo!
Him.
Come on now. His mother's prayers. Y'all hear that? Okay.
His mother's prayers had bombarded heaven. And for those of you who have a praying grandmother, a praying mother, a praying father, you know, just know that prayer works. My parents... My mom and my dad, they both were prayer. They are prayer warriors, and
mm-hmm.
And been prayer warriors for a long time, and minister of the gospel, and with that background, they've been just never ending praying for me. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
But her prayers have bombarded heaven, and so when she said that kind of had me stop. I hesitated, and I'm like, what is going on? I don't know her. We don't know each other from a can of paint, y'all, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
this is the part that really gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm kind of stuck at this point. But as she proceeded, and she said, she asked him again, what are you trying to accomplish? And basically, he tried to wrestle. Hey, in the Bible, say we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
But
right.
principality.
Right.
That's
right.
The thing behind the person. Okay?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
For those
yeah.
you don't know.
Okay, now stress that.
We wrestle against the spirit, okay?
Yeah.
And it had a stronghold on me. So at this point, when she was confronting him, he was being very combative. He was trying to basically, he didn't want to. I wouldn't say combative because that sounds just like it's dangerous, like it's a fight. No, it's not that. It's not that at all.
He was more confrontational verbally.
Yeah, he was being confrontational, and he was basically upset that the fact that she confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so at this point, she says, "What you're doing is you're pinching his wings back." Mm. Like a bird. You know how a bird has wings, mm-hmm. and you hold the wings back and keep it from flying.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what he was doing. And I'm sitting back like, it was like, hey, if the latest movie we seen, Batman against Superman? Well, Superman got his behind whooped.
Yeah,
okay?
Pretty much so.
It was a showdown, okay?
Yep.
So at that point, you know, he basically got upset and he walked out. She says, What do you want to do? I said, I want to get it right. I immediately said, I want to get it right.
Okay.
Now, mind you guys that we were we came all the way to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That you know we came there for music and we came to build a network and do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well. She mentioned, she said that, listen, in order for this to go according to plan or to go right, he has to go get the blessing from his mother and father.
Okay.
Get the blessing from his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, prior to this story, my dad said, hey, I hope that God sent a real prophet to come get him.
Okay. Okay.
You know. Basically, that's what he said because he sent a real prophet in town to reveal him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he exposed the enemy's hand and the tactics and the devices that he tried to apply to my life, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no weapon formed against shall prosper. Well, that statement go along with that.
All right.
Okay, so you know she mentioned she said. She asked me what I want to do. Do you want to get it right? And after she asked me those questions, I immediately said, "Listen, I want to get it right."
Mm-hmm.
At that particular moment, he walked back in, and she says, "Listen, now you're gonna have to say it out your mouth."
Okay. Okay.
She said,
"All right."
Say it out your mouth. Say, "I'll release him." Now, for those of you that don't know, this is a. Now, once again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
right.
but against principalities,
right.
which is a spirit.
Right.
Okay, which is what most kids are being attacked by at a young age.
Right.
Because the enemy want to attack you through your mind. The battle is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a spirit that's trying to apply his tactics, and it wouldn't prosper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
It wouldn't prosper.
Right.
And so she says, say it out your mouth, say I release him.
Mm.
And she repeated it twice. He said, he finally said, listen, you can go. Like, you know how you just disown by somebody? So you can go.
Okay.
I was like, oh
man.
What is this? So she said, no, say it out your mouth. With authority. She said this with authority. So, you know, it's kind of like some thunder coming behind you, you know. So, she says, say it out your mouth, I release him. And he literally said it. He said, I release him. You just go. And at that point, we gather all my things. And, this is new to me at this time. You know, I was in a different headspace. I was pitching myself through this whole process. Now, mind you guys, I had a job, and I was working this job. And so we immediately left, and we go to the job. And she says, no, I got this. He has matters to tend to back home. We got to go. So let's just say I basically walked off the job. No.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. I left the job. And we went back to her hotel. Now, let's go back to Monday.
what I didn't mention to you guys was she had another dream. She had a dream. That was the first dream she had, which is on Monday.
Okay.
She saw the old guard and she saw the new guard. Now, what that represents is the old generation and the new generation.
Okay.
Okay. So she saw how the older generation was trying to manipulate the younger generation to do their dirty work.
Okay. Okay.
Which was what he was trying to accomplish.
He was recruiting.
He was recruiting. You know, and this is what goes on.
Yeah.
In the world of teenagers, you know, because we're enticed by things that are that glitter and gold.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, as you know, the older people said, hey, everything that glitter ain't gold.
Exactly, exactly.
And so with that being said, I got enticed by this and this spirit, so to speak, because I thought I was really being a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was being important.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was being, how would I put this, living my best life. Okay.
You thought she was going somewhere.
I was doing something.
You thought she was going somewhere.
But God had another plan. Okay. God showed himself so strong.
Yes.
And
yes.
He had a hand on me.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And so that's not it. So to at this point, we're moving. We were actually going back to her hotel. She have her, which is where her kids was. And at this point, we went to basically get all the things out of the hotel. And while all this going on, she says, we got to get you over the border before 12
right
o'clock, before
right.
midnight.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, before 12 o'clock, what you know that I don't know?
this is real
high tech, you know? Like what is this? Okay.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And for those of you that don't know, when you're sensitive, when you have a relationship with God, your sensitivity is heightened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're so sensitive to His spirit that you begin to hear Him speak like that. Okay, and at this moment, she heard that, and that's what she relayed to me. She said, "I got to get him over the border.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get you over the border before 12 o'clock."
Okay,
meaning from South Carolina to Georgia, we got to get over that border before midnight.
Okay.
And then she went on, she said, we got to get you over the border because there is spiritual warfare that's going to come behind this.
Now, anytime
you are being taken out of the enemy's camp,
mm-hmm.
you can expect there's going to be retaliation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think it's normal with anything, or whether you are, in prostitution, or whether you are about the kind of a pimp.
All right.
Or you're being forced into sex trafficking, whatever it is.
Right.
You're still in the enemy's camp. And if God don't deliver you out of that camp, then, you know, definitely, you know, you're just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in this case, God sent his best soldier, one of his best soldiers, skilled, wise, sensitive. And we're talking about sensitive to the spirit, okay?
Right.
Okay, and but he sent her in, and I mean she knew what to do from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And she listen, for you guys that don't know, listen, she's not that tall. Okay, and we're not gonna get on hype, but what I'm saying is this was a big guy, burly type guy.
Yeah.
I think I'm like what 6'1".
Okay.
I'm 6'1", 6'2", somewhere up in there, but I got some height on me. And me and him was probably right in that same height range.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
But she stood maybe 5'3", 5 feet. At least that's what I can remember, you know. But she was short. Let's just say that. Okay. That's
shorter than him, anyway.
She was shorter than him.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like David and Goliath, okay?
Oh, wow.
That's the best way to put it, okay? she stood up, and she took care of business, and she did not fear at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fear in her heart. But I thank God for her because that alone was like a new chapter in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as we got over the as we was leaving the hotel, she rented a vehicle. They came in a truck, but she rented a second vehicle because she had to make sure we had enough space for everybody to get in the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And through this process, I still was trying to like
digest this whole thing. You know, like it was very new to me. It was a new world. At least at that time, it felt like a new beginning to something. You know, I didn't know what it was at that time. I just knew that something big is happening. I'm a part of it.
Yes.
And this is God's plan.
It's real.
You know, it was my plan. Now, mind you,
it was about you.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting this to happen. At least I didn't have no plan on going back home.
Okay.
Usually when I go somewhere, it's just hard for me to move, you know. But what I didn't tell you guys was that she was in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia to South Carolina, that's a long way.
Yes.
You know, that's a little ways to go.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like, oh, up the street and then I'm going to come.
Exactly. You're not a 2 or 3 hour
it's
drive.
It's not a 2 or 3 hour drive. You can probably see about 13, maybe 16,
ooh,
you know.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, that alone
oh,
that
wow.
did it for me, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
She left where she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
She was obedient to God.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a mission.
Yeah, she was on a mission.
She did a mission. She was under the impression that she was going to come to help build a ministry.
Okay.
Which was a music ministry or actually a church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and little did she know, she was actually coming there to get me. That alone, I felt like I was in, you know, South Africa in the jungle.
You know what he said, South Africa. Okay. But you know what, now I'm gonna interject here because I believe she knew that she was coming for you. But since you targeted her as special services, they never reveal the mission. They never reveal. But for God to have spoken to her and said, I need you to get up and go, it had to be camouflaged. Let me tell you something. Any of you all that know the word of God, you're going to know exactly where I'm coming from. Whenever God sent the prophet on a mission, he always gave the prophet a camouflage. Think about it. Because when he sent the prophet Samuel, it was not during the time of the sacrifice. So he said, well, you want me to go? Why am I going? I need a reason, you know, because the people know. It's just that season. So God said, when they see you, just tell them you came to make a sacrifice, to offer sacrifice. So even though to you all, y'all thought she was coming to form this partnership with this music ministry, actually she knew the mission.
Right.
She knew the mission, but she could not tell him. Because the enemy, anyway, she could not reveal why she was coming because the enemy could have uprooted you,
mm-hmm.
and y'all wouldn't have been in place.
Right.
That's a long drive. Listen, I drove from Texas to Philly. That's a long drive.
Long drive.
I can imagine coming from South Carolina. I mean, from Atlanta to here was 11 hours for me. I had to build an altar myself on the side of the highway. Thanking God I made it. But
right.
I believe she knew, but she could not reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he calls her a soldier. I'm going to be honest with you. She did the work of a general. I mean, because she came under the radar. She came in stealth mode. She came and she's like, okay, God, what I'm going to tell this man? You going there like this, if you looking like you've been formed this partnership. So she came, and that's what they thought, until she actually set foot in the place. You notice she didn't say anything at dinner.
No.
She waited. Now, you talking about being strategic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lesson in itself.
Absolutely.
But the fact that God sent, Mama, I need you to hear me. Daddy, I need you to hear me. Auntie, I need you to hear me. When you pray, first of all, it was your dad, right, that spoke into the atmosphere. God going to send a prophet to reveal him. Now, notice, God didn't put that man business all in the streets. he sent a prophet directly to the man.
Mm.
He sent her to him. He didn't have her stand up in no church anywhere, you know, and holler blasphemy, heretic, whatever, you know. If that wasn't the case, even in that, you can see the mercy of God even towards him, because he had possession of what did not belong to him.
Right.
So even though you were thinking, you know, I'm finna make it do what it do, as they say, you know, but God had a different plan. And the fact that God heard mama and daddy, because they are a partner. And we know the Bible says where any two of you touch and agree, as in what? Asking anything. God, I am asking, we are asking that you will send a prophet, a real prophet. Now, God didn't send one of these well-known prophets that we see on TVN or, you know, or we see on any television broadcast. He didn't send one of those. He sent one of his own from the backside of the mountain, I guess you could say, or from the cave. Yep. What I'm saying is nobody knows her. Nobody knows her name. And so God sent her to go in and get a mother's son, because he himself was deceived into thinking that he was joining something that really wasn't legitimate. And it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
It was dressed up to look good. But is that not the plan of the enemy?
Absolutely.
He dresses it up. It's deceptive, but he dresses it up to make it look good. In other words, like you said, the gold was shining.
Right.
But you didn't know that they had put a little bit of weight. We women know this. When your earring's not real, we put a little fingernail polish on there to keep it from changing.
Right.
So he had them put a little clear coat on there.
A little rattle down.
So you thought it was real.
Right.
You know, and that makes sense. And so the reason why I'm pointing that out to the mothers and the dads on the line is because to your child, it looks legit. You know within your knowing it's not legit. You know it's not. But instead of fighting against flesh and blood, against the man for snatching your baby, but really your baby voluntarily went, but your baby was snatched now, seriously though. Instead of you confronting the individual like Myron's parents did, you turn to the God who sits high and looks low. The God that is above all gods. I don't care if it's a self-erected God. We're talking about the God of the universe. They called on him, the maker and the creator of all things. See, we thought they had church. But in other words, what I'm saying is they called on an unseen force. That's why I put that in the write-up about unseen force. They called on someone that is bigger than you and I. They called on the maker and the creator of all things. The one that they serve and the one that we serve.
Right.
They called on God. And God said, I have just the person for the mission. So, mama, daddy, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, God doesn't necessarily have to use someone in your family. And I want you to pay attention to that. If God decides to use someone else, that is his choice. Because God would have to send someone that is experienced. He will never send a novice because they'll blow their own cover.
Right.
Because you notice Myron said he didn't know what was going on. He thought, well, you know what, hey, everything cool, we're going to partner up. And then when the guy leave the room, she lowered the boom. She lowered the boom. And the fact that he had to renounce you. Now, notice the first time when she told him to say it, the man said, oh, he can go. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing, because I might be reaching with this scripture here, but by your words shall you be justified, and by your words shall you be condemned. So he had to speak it into the atmosphere, releasing Myron, giving, therefore, the woman of God that God sent to pull him out, because it had to be a voluntary release. Let me tell you, I know that from experience myself, but it's not about me today. It's about Miss Smiley. It had to be a voluntary release because he voluntarily went. You follow me? So he had to be voluntarily released. He went off of somebody else's word. So, in other words, the one that captured him had to let him go. That's pretty much what I'm saying. The one that hooked him and brought him in had to release him. Thank you. Fishing. The fish can't get off the line unless the one that caught the fish release him.
Absolutely.
Am I right? That's just how that goes. And so in that, there's something that when Myron and I were talking about this a few days ago, there was a phrase that he used. It's the reason why I'm going here. It's because I want you all to understand what God did and why God did what he did. See, for those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live, again, thank you. Apologize for the side view, but this was the only way me and Mr. Meyer could get in the photo. I mean, get anything. There's something about Myron that you all may or may not know. Some do, I know, but everybody may not know who Myron really is. And so that was a phrase that you used the other day. I think it's powerful in itself, but I believe that you, as the listeners, you all need to hear this phrase. Why? So when you go to God, because one of yours is lost, whether it's willingly or unwillingly, you will know how to or what to ask God for. So you remember that phrase?
You know, I don't remember the phrase.
He said, "Robbie, they get about."
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
And it was God sent a prophet.
You see it?
That right there alone, when I heard, during this process, I heard her say, only God could send a prophet to go get a prophet.
Okay, that's the phrase right there. Okay?
If you guys didn't really capture that, it's like God saying, go get my jewels. Go get my own. But in order to get my own, I got to see somebody that's identical or operating
yes.
that specialized in that field.
Yes.
How can you identify something that you're not or that you're not familiar with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that regard, that is the phrase.
I know.
It kind of.
I didn't forget.
I do apologize. You know, but that right there alone, that's the eye opener for me. I didn't know
mm-hmm.
what that was. I didn't know. Well, I heard, you know, in church you see things and you hear things, but it's not the full understanding of the thing.
Right.
It's what I was experiencing at the time. And so with that alone, I began to develop a new understanding of who I was in God,
mm-hmm.
who I was as a person and who I was as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And as a young man at the time. But I think it's safe to say to finish, because there's a few key components that stood out the most.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. We have 15 minutes and 50-something seconds. Go ahead.
I'll make this quick.
Well, just because we go off the air on the radio, it doesn't mean that we have to go off the air on Facebook, because this one is not set for a time limit. But if need be, we can keep going. But either way, it will be uploaded in our Facebook page. So it's okay. Take your time.
Okay. So after she rented a vehicle, we trailed each other over the Georgia line. And this is where it got very interesting. So we got a hotel, and it's all of us. We're at this hotel, and when we arrived, she gathered everybody for prayer. We prayed, and I mean, it was phenomenal. It just blew my mind because I'm like, God loved me this much that he sent his prophet to come get me.
Yes, yes.
You know, I didn't know what to think. All I know, I was just pitching myself. Actually, we was pitching ourselves because we were like, man, this is
what
really
just happened.
Like, really, this just happened.
Yeah.
And so so she prayed, and everything she said, she said, listen, he's going to call to justify his actions and to say that, hey, that wasn't real, that was fake, and don't believe it, right? She said that. And sure enough, I received a call, and that's what took place.
Wow. Wow.
That blew my mind. So with at this point, I'm like, man, this is crazy enough. It's just not happening, right? So, we rested up that night. And then the next day, we actually, you know, we headed towards my hometown, which is where she took me, and we met my father there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all this started with my father.
All right.
You know, my dad, he said, hey, I hope a real prophet come in town to reveal him. And literally, it's as if he said, I hope a real prophet come in town to expose him and to bring my son home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You know, yes. And I think that's the part that really stands out the most because for those of you that have praying parents, grandparents, no matter who it is, if they're praying for you, you can ensure that it's going to hit him.
Oh, yes, yes.
But the main thing was that my mother's prayer, that hit father. It bombarded, it hit heaven, but it not only did it hit heaven, it bombarded heaven.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's a shaking in itself, you know?
Yes.
That's power.
Yes, yes. Mama, pray, mama.
When the mother prays for her kid, her seed,
yeah.
Okay, that's powerful in God's eyes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
okay,
is.
For a mother to pray for her kid, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, you know, I'm just grateful for my parents, number one. I'm grateful for God just having his hand on me and through it all this process, even when I was lost in my own.
And didn't know you were lost.
Didn't know I was lost. Yeah. I just knew I was just doing something.
Right.
But I'm grateful to God that I was able to, you know, be delivered out of the hand of the enemy.
And
God got his, you know, got his hands on me, and he has a destiny and a calling on my life. And those of you that are listening that's on the sound of my voice, you, God has a calling on your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a destiny, there's a plan on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a reason that you're hearing this broadcast and you're hearing this. Because there's a word that God, he's planting inside of you and depositing into your spirit.
Yes.
That is going to be, it's going to be a harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good right there because that wasn't on my agenda. So I know that was God.
There's a word in the house. There's a word.
Yeah, so, I love it. I love it.
That's it was just phenomenal. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the fact that my dad, you know, he was just in shock.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he asked her when we arrived. He said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm not nobody special. I'm just, you know, just doing God's will."
And she will say that to this very day. She'll tell you, because I know her. She'll tell you, "I ain't nobody special. You know what? I'm just obeying what God told me to do." She's big on obedience and integrity. She's big on that. So I know who Mylon is talking about. I know who Mylon is talking about. I think we might be by the same height. But yeah, you're right. You're right. She is definitely obedient to whatever it is that God assigns her to do. But I love the fact that the prophet was sent to retrieve a prophet that was in trouble. God sent a prophet to retrieve a prophet. I love that. That speaks volume right there.
That's good by itself.
Yeah, that speaks volumes, because at that time, Myron was just an eaglet.
Mm.
And he was trying to be kept from flying. In other words, coming into who he is, still yet coming into as a prophet. Okay? Because notice, God sent a prophet to rescue a prophet. And that was the reason why I wanted you to say that, because not every child, when they strike out, they're thinking they finna hit it big. Know the gifts and the calling of God on their life. They don't know that. We didn't know. You know, I mean, truth be told.
Right.
So the fact that they don't really know who they are, God is fully capable of sending someone of like DNA spiritually.
Mm.
To retrieve them.
That's good.
They were saying that spiritual DNA.
I heard
that's
somebody say, hey, that's sexy. That's sexy right there.
That's what Cindy's saying. That's sexy right there. I'm telling you, y'all have to hear her talk. She is phenomenal. And when it comes to talking about, you know, being obedient to the things and the word of God, she's phenomenal. I mean, honestly, I have to say that. And so one of the things that I really admire about her, which was the thing that I fought against at first, is her boldness and her obedience. Because when you doing you, you bold in your own way, and you think you being obedient.
Yep.
Can't nobody tell you what you're doing is wrong. This is my life. You don't tell me what to do. Who are you? Where did you come from? You know, but because Myron was raised in a house where God is known. He was raised in a Christian home. He didn't come from the hood. You know, he didn't just come from some family sold together. He was raised in a Christian home. So he was brought up, look, mamas, daddies. He was brought up in the ways of the Lord, so that when he got older, see, God already knew he was going straight. But he said, but the word of God says that bring up a child in the way they should go, so when they are older, they should not fall off. But notice the word is should not. Didn't say that they would not.
Mm.
But in the midst of the should not, God said, but they will not, because I have someone that I can send. And so all that time in your life, it's only been this one spiritual mom. Oh, okay. So you knew that at the moment this transition took place, the person that you sat under at that time, you no longer sit under.
No longer sit under.
So now you've been sitting under your spiritual mom for how long?
This has been 10 years now.
10 years. 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. Yeah, I hope she can put up with me for 10 years. But, okay, he got something else. Wait.
So, just so you guys know, when I shared this story, that after all this was, when this was taking place, or after the smoke cleared, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
I told this to a couple people, a couple of leaders, and they kind of, they shot it down. They made
yes.
light of it. They
yes.
didn't see it as anything that was serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, I thought about it, and I just knew that God had a plan for my life, and
mm-hmm.
I knew I had to proceed. And so
right.
all that time, I continued to stay in touch with her. She basically just guided me.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And but one other thing, I'm just say this real quick, and I'm pretty much done. She said that when you go back home and get up under your parents,
mm-hmm.
Basically sit up under their prayers,
mm-hmm.
and let smoke clear.
All
so
right.
With that being said, it allowed me to process everything,
okay,
get back in alignment with God, number
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
and move forward in my life,
okay,
so I can be on the road to my destiny. So I hope you guys, I hope that took, you know, that imparted something to you guys, and
mm-hmm. yeah,
that's my testimony.
Okay, but I need it for Myron to share how he was rescued, because that's really what happened. He was rescued and delivered. And so I asked him to come on and share his story, because now Myron resides in Texas. Okay. Notice he said that his parents live in Orangeburg, South Carolina. He went home, let the smoke clear, whatnot, but that wasn't his final destination. I was waiting to get to this. That was not his final destination, because then God said, now you uproot and go where I have said for you to go. Notice that. God now is instituting his plan for Myron's life. That meant he had to transition from South Carolina to Texas now.
Well, just small correction. And Miss Nancy probably didn't notice, but my parents, we actually risen from Georgia.
Okay.
So we reside in Georgia. That's why we had to leave for South Carolina to get over the line.
Oh, yeah, Georgia. I'm sorry, Georgia.
This is a small
yeah,
correction.
Yeah, that's right. That's my bad.
But I was uprooted from South Carolina to Georgia back home, and then from Georgia to Texas.
Mm-hmm. So originally his timeline was from Georgia to South Carolina, where he thought he was finna do something. I like how you said that, he thought he was finna do something. From South Carolina back to Georgia. And then once he settled himself and said, okay, God, whatever you want me to do, now God said, well, this is where I want you to go now. And he uprooted from Georgia to Texas, where he now resides. And so even in that, and we only have a couple of minutes on the radio broadcast, but even in that, I want every parent on here, and even if you are not a parent and you're interceding for somebody else's child, because that's even my situation. I don't have any, but I have a niece and a nephew, and one lives in another state. And the thing is, no matter how far they think that they are going, they are never too far that God cannot reach them. Just like God sent a prophet to drive for hours from Philly, I mean, you know, I'm not the most directional person, but I do know it took me 11 hours to get here from Atlanta, and it took us 22 or 23 hours to get from Texas to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that in itself, the fact that God sent someone, God is not limited, no matter where your child is or somebody else's child that you may be praying for is. God has a prophet that will get up in the middle of the night without asking a question, pack up their family, because that's basically what she did.
Mm-hmm.
She got up, packed up her kids, and said, God said to go, we got to go, without any questions. Listen, we're talking about a level of obedience that, I'm going to say this because it's real, it is out of this world. Serious business.
Right.
We're trying to bring that level of obedience in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she got up and went, okay, even though she got up and went, still God sent her from hours away to retrieve his son, another prophet. That DNA, boy, God has a way to bring this DNA back together. But I wanted to say this as well. For those of you, as we're counting down on the radio station, thank you so much for joining us and being a part of listening to Mr. Myron's testimony. He's right. That pretty much wraps it up. But I thank you all very much, and I appreciate you. This has been your host, Nancy Kless, Strap Chat Radio, and Mr. Myron Mitchell, the rescue. Saved by grace. Saved by grace. But what I wanted to say also was the fact that she was so willing to get up, her level of obedience. God is fully capable of sending someone. You know, it reminds me where Elijah said, you know, I'm the only one, you know, ain't nobody else. God said, no, 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 I have some that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And he had that one in reserve. Okay, go. So basically, I wanted to say to you, you are truly living out Jeremiah. Because even though she said to you that God sends a prophet to get a prophet, you're looking at her like a prophet. Because I'm telling y'all, when he told me the story, he was like, what are you talking about? She's talking about a prophet. You know, I mean, and I know that many of us have experienced that.